Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, yeah, I keep playing, nigga, I'ma keep dropping shit. I keep showing you, nigga. I ain't even got to put the shit out for real, nigga. I'ma just show you, nigga. I record that shit. I own my own studio. I rap when I want to. Go and make music when I feel like it. Put that shit out just for you to hear it, just to know, damn, this nigga still wrong. Yes, ain't nobody fucking with it. Heard that.
All right, that nigga must have been sipping liquid crack. Like when you put the baking soda in the cocaine in the jar and shit, like before you put the ice, before it turns to a cookie, to a rock, like that liquid, when it's stirring, when it's going in a circle, he's drinking that before you even turn it to crack. He's just sipping baking soda and coke and fucking water. Liquid crack. What's up with that dude? First of all, you're not even fucking with Jada. Number one, you're not even going bar for bar with Fabulous. Stop it, Five. And I'm not even blood. But stop it, Five. And you talking about Wayne. He was saying that there's nobody on a song that ever dusted him on a track. Number one, Swagger Like Us, like I said, I like that song. All right? Swagger Like Us. At the end, he was the last verse. Yes, he did his thing. Did he burn everybody on the track? No. I got a bop like this kid with skinny jeans because my knots don't fit. Come on, son. Ye did his thing. Wayne snapped on that. Yeah, exactly. Love and loyalty. He might as well just T.I. versus Little Flip. Let them niggas just bring that rivalry back. Get the fuck up out of here. Everybody that's in the building, please hit that like button if you haven't already. Oh, into the G. Hold on. Yeah, thank you, baby. G. Hold on, everybody. All right, I'm done. T.I. trying to troll to get back on. He's super duper trash. Now, I'm not going to call him super duper trash. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to call him super duper trash. Anybody have any thoughts on this, man? Please call in. I'll throw the number up in there. Hold on one second, y'all. I was thinking about doing a panel. If y'all want to do a panel, y'all press one. I'll put the StreamYard link in there. 5276193. Yeah, 9-3. Oh, visual, you already own that motherfucker. All right. Exactly. That's why you mentioned the head goat to get there. Oh, shit. Now, yo, do y'all remember when T.I. had the big bed? Like he's joining or collaborating with a company. And you see him on a big ass king size bed. That's not even a king size bed. That is a king's times fucking to the fifth power bed. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You see that big ass bed, and you see what's the name was just talking about. Shaky was just talking about all them little dungeon parties and shit. You know what I mean? All the girls got on strap ons, and Miss Piggy, Tiny, she got on strap-ons and she's, sodomizing girls in front of him and all that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit, I see why he had that big-ass bed. That, all that shit's going to, add up to me. But anyway, T.I. just can't battle with Wayne. He's not fucking with Wayne. I don't even know how he can say Jay-Z. His catalog is long. He don't even have to use all of his top songs even compete with him. He said Nas. You're not lyrically inclined like Nas. Your pen is not that intricate. Nas' intricacy, y'all know when he came out, he changed the game immediately. The intricacy, the detail of his lyrics, especially at that time depicting everything that was around him, son, that shit is crazy, and he still could do it now. T.I., you had to step your game up, because like I said before, some of y'all may think a lot of New York people is arrogant. That is kind of true, in a way, But at the end of the day, when we talk about hip hop, at the end of the day, you have to come to a certain standard lyrically to literally to be heard or to to get that attention. T.I. knew that. He had to lyrically use that pen to even be considered. Okay? That was for a reason. You can't just say any motherfucking thing. It was too many people that set the bar. And let me just do it like this. You can't fuck with Cool G Rap, nigga. You came and fuck with Cool G Rap. You say he on the same level as Wiz Khalifa. That's funny, son. T.I., son, I'm really not feeling that. I'm not feeling that at all. I want to know your thoughts, man. 319-527-6193. Please hit that like button. If you haven't, it's not going to kill you. T.I. versus the state of Georgia, allegedly. I'm just saying, you crazy. Man, T.I., won't you get your ass out of here? Now, listen, if you done did some things in the street that you don't need to do, take it from me. I just got caught with a whole bunch of guns, military guns, and I can't perform at the award show, okay? Now, if you don't want to have fun and you just out there in the streets playing with a gun, this is what you do when you get that gun. You call 1-800-555-TIPS, because TIPS says so. Get them guns off the street. See, ain't nothing wrong with that commercial what he did. Okay? 1-800-555-TIPS. This nigga got caught with so many military guns, and you know what I'm saying? How you get past that? Like, how you even come home? This nigga did like a year and some change for some shit. Like, son, if you got caught with just half of what you got caught with, nigga, you would still be locked up to this day, nigga. You would be upstate. You said don't disrespect my nigga Wiz like that. So you saying Wiz Khalifa is better than T.I.? I know you ain't drinking that liquid crack, nigga. Come on now. That ain't no knock on Wiz. 50 Cent just dropped a song with Little Durk and Jeremiah. He didn't change his flow. Same old 50 is still a good song. I don't like the hook though. And you know what? I was just listening to it. I'm not gonna lie. That song, I didn't hear the full version of Power, Powder, and Respect. I'm not gonna lie. 50 could have did better on a verse, or I gotta hear it, I guess, from the beginning. I don't know, but the song is okay. I'm not gonna lie. I think he need to change that theme song. I'm not a big fan of that song at the moment. And I was just listening to it. I'm not a big fan of that, not at all. Oh shit. Okay, it's people on the line, so let me do that. All right, I'm gonna go to area code 614-662 in. Illest nigga in Nebraska. I see you in there. All right. Area code 614. You on the air. What's goody, baby? Talk to me.
Yo, yo.
What's goody, goody? Talk to me, family. What's up?
What's happening, my nigga? Man, I'm going to say this, bro. A lot of people may or may not agree with what I got to say, but shit, fuck it. This is my opinion. I feel like Tip got reason to be as arrogant as he is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely get where you coming from. You know what I mean? I'm always understand where a New York nigga coming from. Because, you know, nigga, the truth is, nigga, that's where the illest MCs come from. But, you know, it's some not so good MCs from the East Coast as well, but for the most part, that's where them real savages come from. But when you're talking about a versus, you're talking about, you know, everything all combined. You know what I mean? You're talking about the hits, you're talking about the lyrics, you're talking about whether the song is an anthem or not, and you know what I mean? And what is a versus? What, 20 tracks versus 20 tracks?
20 tracks.
So now we're talking about song placement. Will you will you pick those songs that are going to win?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That don't necessarily mean that you will beat somebody in the verses. Because I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Fat Joe is a better rapper than Ja Rule to me. I don't give a fuck. But did Fat Joe win? But did Fat Joe win that verse?
Right. Exactly. Talk about
it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about song placement. You know what I mean? Fat Joe could have won in the verses for real, for real. He didn't play the right songs.
Yeah, he didn't. He started off on fire, though. He set the tone, but, yeah, he burnt out. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, Fat Joe came in there throwing some heat and around and start getting burnt. So, you know, it's definitely about song placement. And I feel like a lot of niggas have forgot, man. A lot of y'all got tips fucked up, man, when it comes to these bars, man. Go back and listen to that old tip. Go back and listen to that Be Easy. That motherfucking 56 bars that he had on the beginning of that Paper Trail album. Nigga can rap. He ain't no slouch. Whoever's saying he on the same level as a Wiz Khalifa, like, man, come on, bro, stop it. Wiz is that nigga too. I like Wiz, man, but you know what I mean? Stop it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, Tip is that dude for real. He'll give niggas problems in a versus for real. Niggas don't really want no smoke with him for real.
That's a fact, though.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, like you said, you know, Wayne, Jay-Z, and Yeezy, and you know what I'm saying? All them dudes is, you know, giants. Right. All about song placement. I feel like if Wayne do a versus, I don't give a fuck who it's against. I feel like if Wayne do a versus, I feel like Wayne is going to lose. And that's my nigga. I love Wayne. I've been listening to Wayne, nigga, since I was about, 10 years old. I'm a original Wayne fan. I don't fuck with none of the new shit. I'm an original Wayne fan. I'm talking about from, nigga, when he was in the group called the BGs with him and BG. Wayne's name used to be BG. Wayne was BG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then when him and BG split up out of the group, BG took the name BG and Wayne just ran with Lil Wayne. But Wayne's name used to be BG Wayne. So I was fucking with him when he was in that group with BG, and they dropped their first album, True Story, a long, long time ago, back in the mid-early 90s. Then they came out with them Hot Boys albums. So if Wayne don't dig in that Hot Boy bag, and he get to coming with that weirdo shit, nigga gonna go ahead and blow Wayne's cap off, nigga, and I love Wayne. Nigga gonna go ahead and fuck what Wayne over for real. So,
I hear that. Hey, man, I want to thank you for your call, King, but that was definitely an interesting thing you just said. So, hey, man, I appreciate it, man.
My nigga, thank you for taking my call, bro.
You already know. Stay up. Peace.
Peace.
We go to the illest nigga in Nebraska. What up?
Is this that nigga? Is this the illest nigga in Nebraska? Yes, what's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. What's good? Talk to me, man.
Man, listen, man. I'm going to keep it real, bro. We can't deny TDI pretty much ran, early 2000s, maybe? That's what it was, early 2000s. It was the Urban Legend is a classic. You can't deny it. That's some of TDI's best work ever, was Urban Legend. But when it comes to him saying, can't nobody fuck with him, or, you know, people don't nobody want to see him on his album, man, let me tell you something. Andre 3000, man, made him look real small on the jam that they got together. I can't remember the name of it, but him and 3 Stacks got a cut together. And when I tell you, man, 3 Stacks, he ran over him, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, for him just, you know, acting like he's just, you know, this lyrical fucking, you know, genius and putting words together, got great wordplay and this and that. Yeah, he cool, but he ain't. I mean, I'm from, you know, down. It's down there, man. It's not that, man. I can name plenty of boys, you know what I'm saying, that can run through T.I., man. Nas is you know, Illmatic, man. That's the best album probably ever fucking made in fucking my era.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, real talk, though, man. But, yeah, man, he just arrogant, man. You know, T.I. and what Mike Tyson called him on Hot Boxing. Yeah, we got the chipster here.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. That shit.
Yeah, when he introduced him, he said, "Oh yeah, we got the tipster in the house." Fuck to y'all.
Strong salute. I see you in there.
Yeah, man, that's real. Man, listen, man, you know I'm always, man, coming, you know, throw some shit out in the game, man. But yeah, man, we know T.I. cool, man. We know T.I. put his stamp in the game, man. But for him being my top five, fuck no, not even top 10, man.
Absolutely not. Let me ask you a question.
You know what I'm saying?
Shoot, can you hear me?
I'm here.
What you think about him versus Ludacris? Because to me, I think that even lyrically, I think T.I. is a little bit more intricate, a little bit detailed with his lyrics, a little bit more somewhat broader. And Ludacris, he's really dope and have punchlines and stuff like that. I still think that Ludacris is, to me, is better than T.I. What's your thoughts about that?
Wordplay Ludacris is killing me. Wordplay. For his albums and album sales and... Think about this, Mike. Remember, Ludacris went to acting. He saying it was more money in that movie shit.
Right, but listen, we can't look at... The money or how many sales is not about the sales. All that is just for the regulation.
Oh, we're going off the talent, off the raw talent here.
Raw talent, none of that.
Damn, man, that's a hard one there, Mike, man. That's a hard one, Dan. I can't just give it to either one of them. I think it'll be a good battle. I think T.I. come up? Here go the catch, Mike. Can't nail one of these niggas that you naming. They can't do what Jadakiss did. Jadakiss motherfucking freestyled a whole fucking, three verses?
Yeah.
A whole fucking song? They can't do that, man. So when you talk about MCs, man, T.I. is not in that MC category for me, man. He makes nice club music.
I think he's doing it because he's hurt that his name is not mentioned. So that's why he sounds bitter that his name
How
is not
could it be mentioned, though, Mike?
And why would it?
That's what I'm saying. You got Ice Cube. You got Scarface. You got fucking Jay-Z. You got Nas. You got Drake. He's not even in my top 10.
Yeah.
Not even close, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I think he wants validation from these young folks, man. These young folks don't know shit about no goddamn Urban Legend or King of the South albums and shit like that. And that bubblegum rap shit is all about the money. That shit was whack, man. That was the weakest shit that nigga ever made, man.
What about the money? That's my shit. I be leaning into that shit.
Fuck what you talking about. Mike, that shit garbage.
I'm not gonna lie.
That shit is banana boo-boo.
That song is fire. I love that song. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, whatever. Now you making fun of the nigga. But no, Mike, he not even top 10, bro. That's what I'm saying. He's not even top 10.
That's what
I'm saying? I don't know what dude, you know. I don't know, man. I guess, you know, Miss Piggin and turned them out, and I don't know, man. It is what it is. But, brother, listen, man. Thanks for letting me come up, man. I'm going to eat some of this great food that the wife can prepare for me, man. I will donate to the channel, man, once I get a minute, man.
All right, man. Definitely appreciate you, King. You already know, man. Salute.
All right, my brother. Stay up. Peace.
Hey, the illest nigga in Nebraska. And thank you, Ms. Drew, as always, for showing love to the platform. You know I appreciate you, man. And if y'all would like to show love to the platform, if y'all like to donate to the platform, please do and show some love, man. It's not going to kill you. And I took my daughter and child's mother to the airport, man, so they back down south. So I'm in this house by my mother-in-law. And Lord have mercy, if I tell you what I saw this morning, OMG. I don't know if I should even speak on it, but it was very uncomfortable, you know? But anyway, very crazy. I damn sure miss my little girl, though. T.I. trying to get people talking. He wants someone to speak up and say, shut E-Man. I want to know. Tell us, Mike. You going to tell us anyway. I don't know. Bossy, I see you. Y'all don't know y'all music. Why you say that, Michael? Call in, man. That's, the phone line is open. And you know what? This is what I'll do, too. This is what I'll do. Hold on. Where we at? Where we at? Hold on. Let me put my link in there, goddammit. Show some love, goddammit, to the platform. Let me put the link to, sorry, y'all, to this. Yo, I'll open the panel up. So the link is in the chat. So if y'all want to get on the panel, we have this, you know, this panel. I'm going to go through a lot of videos, a few videos today as well. But I think T.I. is bitter. I think he's very bitter that no one is not really mentioning him. And I think that maybe this is from my own perception. This is my own POV. I think that chronologically, you know, the golden era has passed. They consider the 80s the golden era. I consider the 90s the golden era to the late 90s, early 2000s. I think everything stopped at 2000 or 2001, to be honest. I give it 2002. Everything else, like, you know. But anywho, I feel like because I think he feel like generational-wise, it should be a top five or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm yoga stretching or reaching, but I'm just saying that all these people who laid the bricks, you to become who you are today. You cannot override their talent and make it seem like you're the king. Just like when you say the king in the South. If you want to like hold that title or take that title, there's people who came before you. You know, MJG, A-Ball, you know what I'm saying? UGK, Scarface. Come on, and you not even fucking with Scarface, son. Outkast. Goody. M.O. motherfucking B. How you feel like you're better? Why Guadalupe? Goat cheese and red stripe. How the fuck you think you better than these people? How? That's why I said, New Life. Ludacris is better than T.I. And I'm saying lyrically. Now, if you're talking about, you know, like albums and all that, Ludacris always sold well. He always went platinum. So far as platinum hits, Ludacris got it. You know what I'm saying? But he done, you know, elevated and then transitioned to movies and stuff like that. So, you know, he kind of stepped away from the game for quite some time. Maybe like, I could probably almost say 10 years that this man has fell back. And, you know, he created some other revenue streams and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But let me see if anybody called. Okay, we got LA in the building. 213. What's good, man? 213.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, that's me. How are you? Hi. Yes, I got to remember this area code now. I forgot I moved. What's going on, King? How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. Oh, she got the soft voice up. You try to put
I'm getting a little bass. Okay. I don't know, but, you know, I caught a piece of that live earlier. Then you played a track that was kind of whacked, and I didn't understand. It just seemed like some deflection that was going on. That's what this is really about, because I don't know. I think him and Blueface, that's about, you know, I think that's
the best. What? That's it.
You can have whatever we like. Hey, that's the last last boppy here. That is the last boppy I had. And coming off the head, that's the first one I think about. But why bring it up? I mean, what spawned this? What happened?
You said, what
happened? What brought all this on? What brought all this? I caught a little piece of it. I understand it. Like, why are you bringing up Jays and what they do? What happened? That's,
maybe because he was live and maybe somebody, I think it sounds like he was responding to somebody in the comment section. I don't know, but this is not the first time he did that. He did this shit last year. He went on his rant last year saying the same shit. That's why I feel like this nigga, he's just bitter. We're not denying your talent. We're not denying your hits. We got you, T.
That's right. That's him, too. Okay. Yep, that's him, too.
That's
him. Damn, but what happened last year, Mike?
I don't know. He's
allegations. He's deflecting like the MF-er. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I don't know why I'm not putting that 2 and 2 together, because since that dude came out exposing all that extra stuff. And now
is that the boy with the purple hair? Abdul, that's
him? Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just said it. He like getting off watching. I'm sorry, it's a delay. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's like you said, Miss. Oh, I can't even call him that. But his wife and all that. He needs some great deflection because, you know, and I'm kind of sad because although musically he's okay. I mean, I like him. I mean, he got old bops, but I liked him more for his way of being able to articulate, you know, for our people. And now you just going down as a regular creep. Like, come on, man. He really kind of let me down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people keep it freaky and whatever you want in your bedroom. But, you know, when it starts hurting other people, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of just let me down because now he's going to talk and people just going to be looking at him sideways. And sometimes he got some important things to say. But now it just, I don't know. You know, I think, I don't know. That's a subject for another day, man, controlling their partner. But that's a talk for another day. But I think him and Blueface will be great. And who mentioned Luda, Chris? Don't disrespect Luda like that. Please don't disrespect Luda like that.
Yeah, he definitely ain't fucking with that dude. Blueface and T.I., that right there, that's funny.
That's a fish show. He might. He's going to win that hands down. He will win. But I just can't see him. I don't even T.I., Lil Wayne. You're going to even mention Lil Wayne. That's disrespectful. Come on. He can't. All three of the people he mentioned. Why are you going to say Eminem or somebody? But he's going to mention the GOATs. And people saying Kanye got no hits. Kanye got a magnificent brain. He accessing part of his brain we can't get to. So I'm going to leave him.
Word up. That nigga can access a chamber in his brain that none of us can tap into, nigga. Okay?
You understand? And that would all make us a little crazy if we probably could, tell you the truth. But, you know. But I feel you, Mike. My family's away. Mine's away, too. I'm in this place by myself. So that's why I'm talking low, because I can hear my loud ass. But you'll be good. Happy New Year to you. It's a full moon tonight. Y'all set out some good positive intentions for yourself and believe it. All right. You be good.
You too, baby girl. Stay up.
All right.
Crazy. Yeah, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. That's funny. That nigga could tap into a realm that we can't reach to. And if we do, we damn sure crazy. Clifford. That is crazy. My name is Michael, the most whitest original name ever. You know what I'm saying? But his name, Clifford. You know what I'm saying? Clifford. Man, let me play this shit over, goddammit.
Talking about this nigga, you talking about pushing shit at me, you talking about nigga making some shit that's better than anything out there, man. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Nobody fucking with me, bro. Ain't nobody fucking with me. And you might like somebody else better. You might like somebody else better. It might be somebody else. You know, I like this better than I like T.I. Okay, fine. Because you like them better. That's cool. That's your preference. Nigga, when it comes to push shit out, man, ain't nobody fucking with me, man. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, man, sometimes, man, motherfuckers get shit got twisted and tangled. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. I ain't that, nigga. I don't give a fuck about your personal opinion, about how you feel about me, about what you think, nigga, when it comes, you get behind that motherfucker mic, nigga.
Clifford!
Put some shit to music, man. Nigga, ain't nobody fucking with me, nigga. None of them. Record with me, nigga, because they know they can't fuck with me, nigga. You ain't never heard me on no record with nobody. And they dusted me, nigga. You ain't never heard that, nigga. Ain't never happened, nigga. Nobody fucking with me, nigga. Jay and Nas, yeah, you need to bring them. Bring them, nigga. That's who you need. Jay, Nas, Wayne, Ye. Nigga, that's who you need. Bring them. Pusha T, yeah, all them. That's who you need. Keep trying to goddamn throw my name in the circle, in the mix with them, man, nigga. Ain't nobody fucking with me, nigga.
Shorty said he's been in the house too long, needs some attention. Let's go through some of these goddamn comments. Say it in the music. He wants the verses real bad. Okay, little hair. He wild for this. I never heard someone say T.I. is in their top five rappers. Sorry, that's a fact. Nobody has even, don't even speak of your name. And I'm telling you, that's what's eating him. He feel, I mean, rightfully so. Any rapper, we have that bravado. We have that mindset to where as we are the best on the mic. We are the best. You have to come into the game. You can't come into the game saying I'm number two or I'm the second best. So you understand, I get that. But when it's all said and done, my dude, how can you even consider yourself? It's like he's not snapping into reality. He's really thinking that nobody can fuck with this dude. Like, he done reached a pinnacle of lyricism that no one has tapped into yet to make it look like he is the one. Nigga, you're not Neo. You probably the Neo, the singer, but you ain't the one. This chair fucking squeaking too much for me too. And there's nobody in here, so it's louder. You know what I'm saying? I can really hear this shit now. But this nigga really needs to stop. Yeah, he's lame. Like I said, I told y'all before, my people know him, and I don't know if I've seen him, but my boy Jabarius, he used to be over there in his crib too. Shout out to J-Bo, he home. Hopefully I can get a chance to speak to him and shit like that. And J-Bo need to tell him to stop. Because T.I., you are not. And nobody top five. Maybe your kids. I understand that. Maybe your kids are you better. They probably put you at number one, the best of all times. They want to keep that lifestyle. They want that money. You know what I'm saying? They want the nicest things and all that good shit. Maybe to them you are in their top five. But son, I'm sorry, man. It's too much work that has been done. There's too many bricks that have been laid. You know what I mean? For you to even consider yourself to be in the top five conversation. And I hope nobody take this as disrespect. Maybe the top five of the South. Maybe. But in overall, you're not even fucking with Ice Cube. You're not even on Snoop levels, huh? So, like, he really has to stop. You know what I'm saying? So, he really got to stop. T.I.'s top five of ATL rappers, I mean, that respectfully. Right, that's what I'm saying. Respectfully, probably in Atlanta. And again, that's out of respect. And y'all see that. I even included the West Coast. I included Scarface already. I included A-Ball, MJG, UGK already. So I don't want y'all to think just because I'm from New York, that's where you have to be. No, he's not even better than niggas on the West. So I'm just looking at it from a fucking a reality. He got hit songs, though, a really odd kid. Absolutely. Oh, I already know who that is. That's my boy right there. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying at the end of the day. T.I. got a lot of hits. He has hits. But, you know, he deserved what he has. You know, he just did a good job in music. But it just, you know, it's really everybody's taste, too. You know, it's what, you know, everybody like they tea this way. Everybody like they coffee like that. It all depends on what you like at the end of the day, you know. But the general consensus are that you good, but you just not in that top five. Maybe you're in their top 10. Maybe you're in their top fucking 40. Maybe you're the 30th person on the list that they like. You know what I'm saying? But you I'm sorry, kid. You just ain't there. I would like to know more of your thoughts, but until then, the number is on the screen, 319-527-6193. But I guess we'll get back to that. I was looking at this shit right here. I want to make this sauce. Let me just do this because I want to make this sauce. I don't want to play that music because that shit going to hit me at the end of the damn broadcast. Look at that shit right there. Put a little butter, whatever that is, parsley, whatever, and you crush that up. I do want to make that. I just wanted to play that real quick. I don't know what the fuck is going on out here in this world, but you know, when somebody just got murdered at, what was that, Burger King? Now somebody got murdered at Wendy's. A motherfucking employee was shot in the head after a customer's disagreement about extra barbecue sauce escalated into chaos. Brian Durham, Jr., 16 years old, was working at a Wendy's store in Phoenix on Thursday night, placed at the drive-thru cash register with another coworker manning the window, his father, Brian Durham, Senior. He notified Fox News. At around 8 p.m., a customer in the drive-thru asked for extra barbecue sauce, which ultimately escalated into an argument that ended with the man opening fire into the store. He was in the middle, and the other guy's right there. He let me get some extra barbecue sauce. Let me get some extra barbecue sauce, Durham Senior said. It became a confrontation that somebody actually got shot over some barbecue sauce. So that was a confrontation because the dude couldn't get no extra goddamn barbecue sauce. My son just stayed quiet and had the guys change his mind, just stayed quiet while the other two was in confrontation. That shit is crazy, man. So a motherfucker got murdered literally over barbecue sauce. Listen, I gotta give this dude his flowers. I love Jim Carrey, man. Happy birthday to Jim Carrey.
I'm 60 and sexy. And tonight I'm having cream corn and strained peaches.
That's my guy, man. Everybody show love to Jim Carrey, man. A legend. I love Jim Carrey, man. Love Jim Carrey. The most craziest white boy on the planet. He's not even white. He's just an entity in itself, man. Salute to Jim Carrey, man. One of my favorites, man. Definitely a dope. Let me show. Oh, yeah, I got to talk about Charlamagne, man. So this is so dope, though. You know what I'm saying? We got Taraji Henson. She's 51. Mary J. 50. Angela Bassett, 63. Look, fucking, oh, my God, marvelous. Lynn Winfield, 68. She looks beautiful as well. Halle Berry, 55. Kimberly Elise, 54. The girl from the Hughleys, what's her name? Janice O'Neill. She's like 55 too. She looks fucking beautiful for her age, man. You know what I'm saying? Black do not crack. So I just want to show love to the sisters, the queens right there. That's beautiful right there. So that's real shit. That's real shit. Now you know, I got to show this too. You know, they mentioned in the news that over 500 blacks graduated from FAMU today. Photos like this don't get shared. So salute to all the people who are graduates. And you see, this kind of information don't get out there, but it's so much information that there's so many black people in jail. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, you know, draw that bridge to where we can balance that. You know, at least give the pros to it, because we always get the cons, you know what I'm saying? You know, this, you know, let's show the good side of things, you know what I'm saying? So that's just real shit. And this is on Charlamagne's channel, man, and I think he really enjoyed this. And this shit hurry up. I'm not playing the music. I really think he enjoyed this shit, too. That's funny. Me personally, I really think that this dude really enjoyed that. Now, I didn't look this up. So I'm, all right, hold on. Let me take Brooklyn to Cali. I see you. Everybody, please make sure y'all show love to the platform. Oh, I know this is not Brother Reggie. That's Brother Reggie on there?
It's Brooklyn to Cali.
Charles May Marbury. Who is that?
Uncle Charles.
Oh, I'm about to say, goddamn, I thought that was Brother Reggie. Hold on, Uncle Charles. Go ahead, Brooklyn to Cali, what's poppin'?
What's going on, brother?
I'm good, brother. Talk to me, man.
Hey, man. First, I want to touch on a serious subject. These niggas with these guns, man. That's why I can't stand guns, man. It's not everybody, but a lot of people don't have the mental capacity to be handling weapons, man. You're killing people over stupid shit, man. Life is worth way more than some motherfucking barbecue sauce. That shit sound crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
First and foremost. Second of all, I like T.I. just like the next nigga. But if we really keeping it 100, man, if we not talking about Wayne, if we ain't talking about Scarface, if we ain't talking about Bun B, if we ain't talking about them niggas, man, you having a hard time getting out the South. T.I. ain't better than Andre. T.I. ain't better than Scarface. To me, T.I. ain't better than Big Boy. And Big Boy rhyme right alongside of Andre. So
hold
I think he's...
Hold on. So my audio sounds distorted. Let me know. But I don't think so. So Saint Deco, refresh your screen or something. Is my shit staticky though to everybody? Press 1. If yes, 2, no. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, in hip hop, he's supposed to say that. It's a braggadocio type of sport. So he's supposed to say he better than them niggas. But at the end of the day, the music, he got a lot of hits, but the niggas he talking about, he ain't got more hits than them. He ain't, in my mind, when I think about the South, man, if you ain't talking about Scarface and you ain't talking about 3 Stacks, and then everybody else gonna fall in line, man. Because like I said, Big Boy run right along 3 Stacks, and he ain't no chopped liver.
That's right.
You know, you supposed.
How does it sound now? Hold on, King. How does it sound now? I changed it up. So how do it sound better now?
You sound clear to me.
Go ahead, Mike. And
yeah,
everybody,
that's all I have
for, man.
That's all I call for, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say, hip-hop always been a competition. So he's saying what he's supposed to say. He's saying them niggas can't hold a candle to him. But it's always different when they get in that room together. Look how niggas thought about Fab and Jadakiss. Look how niggas thought about the Lox and Dipset. And we already know how that shit came out. Niggas got their boots smoked out there.
And then this nigga Jim Jones talking about, yo, he wanna do his own personal verses with Jada. That nigga smoking
another nigga. That's another nigga that's full of himself. Because I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Jim Jones don't have the rhyme capacity to fucking do a verses with no Jadakiss. Jadakiss been on part of monster songs. We ain't just talking about a movement for a moment. We talking about Jadakiss been on monsters. And I ain't saying Jim Jones ain't got better.
Most of the time had the best verses. Are you kidding
me? It's just like
snatch rappers on their own songs and remixes, man. You can't do that, Jim Jones. His catalog just started getting good. Like within the past 1.5 to 2 years, Jim Jones has lyrically evolved. He didn't reach the pinnacle of him, but he literally got better. So I think he's too old.
Let me ask you a question, bro.
Go ahead.
Did he really get that much better, or the niggas he was rhyming next to got that much worse?
Oh, that's a shot. I'm disappointed in Cam, but I know Cam still got it. Jewels is just sitting on top of a lot of songs and ain't doing shit. I don't think he's motivated. So
Cam and Jewels, you know me. I'm from Cali, man. Them Dipset niggas was my niggas, man. Young Jewels and Cam was fucking shit up. But, yeah. Man, they just don't have the hunger, man. They fell the fuck off, man. That's why Jim Jones looks so good next to them niggas, because them niggas, man, them niggas ain't on music no more, man. Cam'ron was killing niggas with his style back in the day. Look at that nigga now.
Yeah.
Look at that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, that's all I really call for, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to support the channel, man. You always, I'm going to tap in when I see you, when that icon come up on my shit. So, you know, it's all love, baby.
Absolutely, man. You already know, man. Love is love, man. Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali, King.
Brooklyn to Cali.
Please. Yeah, that's real shit. All right, man, we got, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. What up, man? Shit, that was loud. This the most clearest you ever been. I can hear you now.
Man, let me tell you something, man. This nigga here, shout out to God. He called himself a God. And this nigga put no address. Let me tell you what happened to this nigga one day. He gonna be on his way to a car at an unmarked blue van when he comes by and snatch his ass. And 2 hours they're gonna work his ass over like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't trust you. Just keep on putting on your dress, nigga. You just go right ahead on. Before T.I., ain't nobody said about T.I. I found his paper trail CD in the goddamn outlet. And I was looking at you a couple of movies. Ain't nobody said T.I. T.I. don't compare to nobody. This nigga almost 50 years old, still talking about the dime trap? Really? Oh, nigga, ain't nobody said that, man. Let me tell you something. What he needs to be rapping about, he needs to be rapping about him and his wife at some booty party. Yeah, that should be a new single. We vote your booty. That's a new single right there. But let me just say this, man. Let me say this. Before you go comparing yourself to anybody, look at where you're standing at. Now, if you want to explain something to somebody, explain why that Billy Goat and that midget came out your bedroom. Explain that. First, and then we'll talk to you. But let me just say this, man. And I'm going to say this in code. Let me say this in code, man. Just joke here, man. All of a sudden, you go through all this legal stuff, you like got sent up to prison, and you do 9 months, which don't make no sense to me. You should be a king leader. And all of a sudden, you want to compare yourself to other rappers. Let me explain something to you. If you really want to do something crazy, then dip into the archive, like Sammy Davis Jr. He was just like T.I. too, with some free cards. And this nigga going, I don't pop out his head and went up on a pillow. And this nigga going went crazy. Now, you broke naked in there. They trying to hold you down. You nigga, you ain't got no eye. Nigga, do you know how hard it is to hold a nigga down that's 4 feet tall with no eye and both naked? Do you know how hard that is? And this is what this nigga is right now. Because I already challenged this nigga to an eight-round match down here, a chair up there. And you know, I'm 52. At least my knuckle game at least decent. And he won't call me back. So I have to know that he don't want none of this. So I'm not going to talk about T.I. no more. He ain't even worth talking about. And man, I appreciate you, Big Mike. And I love you.
Hey. Listen, man, you are a funny fucking guy, man. You is crazy, man. I need to have my own. I need to have a segment called "Words from Uncle Charles." You know what I mean? I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that, man. You're a funny dude, man. Anything else, man? Anything else that's going on? Matter of fact, look at the screen. What you think about this outfit that Meek Mill got on? I don't know what the fuck is going on with this guy, man. But he's crazy.
I don't know, but a van needs to go around and pick any one of these niggas up. Yeah, I think, like I said, these niggas love to put on dresses, but they don't want to perform in these dresses. See, when a real dude come get you, you got to perform.
Right.
And when he pop up your back like a Christmas ornament, nigga don't cry then. That's all I got to say. You be blessed.
Hey, man, Uncle Charles, man. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. That's my guy right there. Yeah, I'm gonna have a segment called "Words from Uncle Charles," man. I'm gonna have a segment on when I put like start getting back to the videos, which I am real soon, very very soon. That's my guy right there, Uncle Motherfucking Charles. Uncle Charles, do me a favor. If you listening, damn, I gotta take that number down. Call into the show. Call the 31319 number so I can take that number down. I'm not gonna put you on the air. Just call in so I can take your number down. Cause I'm getting my vision board and shit ready so I can have all this shit right here in front of me so I can start applying this stuff. So if you're there, Uncle Charles, call in the number real quick. Hold on one second. Start doing some shit. Not gonna like it though. It's a lot of shit that I'm ready to apply. This nigga look like he about to go to a fucking Staying Alive concert with John Travolta, nigga. I don't know who his style is, but that nigga, it's like he's starting to go crazy right now. I don't know what's up with that dude. Uncle Charles, if you can hear me, call that number so I can lock it in. And for those, because I remember last time he called in, that's not my real uncle. He's just his name Uncle Charles, you know what I'm saying? But he's black family, you know what I mean? He's been rocking with us for a minute. I don't know what he's doing. He probably put the phone down and shit and picked that bell up or something. But that's my guy right there, man. If anybody want to call in and share your thoughts on, you know, on this stuff, then please let me know. All right? All right. Yeah, T.I., look at this nigga here. And he's smiling. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, we talked about that album. I'm going to play that food shit, too. That shit crazy. Look at this thing here. Some other shit I'm going to play, too.
You know I'm pushing me. I need blood and powers in the building. They gon' push to me. You can fuck on Paris, San Patricia, to that pleasure beat. In my hood, don't think like we don't listen to no pushing. Man, hell, all this ink up in your skin, because I just got up out the pen. Pussy nigga be playing game. Hurricane Peter, make me spin. I'm like Pablo to you, fuck nigga. So I'm shooting after names, trying to...
Nigga got a video in the pen. You know, that shit smell like ass and corn chips, nigga. This is my dude right here too. That shit was ill. Where we going? I'm not really in the mood for Kanye West right now. But ladies, let me find out this shit y'all be doing too. Y'all be doing this shit, ladies. I know that. I don't want to play that music because it's too much. And YouTube hit you up with that email like, sir, here's the copyright. That should just poke her ass out a little bit more, though. Ladies, y'all know y'all be doing that. That's why sometimes, you know, females, they don't let you go home with them the first night because, you know, once they take the clothes off, it's over, nigga. Okay? Ohio team makes history, graduates from college before finishing high school. That definitely need to be applauded, man. So salute to Cameron Ray, 17 years old. From Ohio, man. So salute to him. He just got his associate's degree, man. That's dope, man. So that's love right there. So I want to definitely show that. I forgot about this shit. Look at this shit.
Well, y'all all wind up at the Taco Bell trying to get y'all some wings. I don't know if that's rat meat or what. It's a wing shortage. Where y'all think they're getting this chicken from? Stay woke, my friend. See? This is what I was talking about. Meanwhile, y'all all wind up at the Taco Bell trying to get y'all some wings. I don't know if that's rat meat or what. It's a wing shortage. Where y'all think they're getting this chicken from? Stay woke, my friend. Meanwhile, y'all all wind up at the Taco Bell trying to get y'all some wings. I don't know if that's rat meat or what. It's a wing shortage. Where y'all think they're getting this chicken from?
Hold on, because I was gonna I said something told me to look it up just now. I suppose I did it before. Is rat meat being sold in the U.S. disguised as boneless chicken? The FDA confirms that is not true. I believe it though. 4 days ago, which is basically what I just played y'all. So this article is from 4 days ago. You can't see it because I'm on a different screen, a different window. It says, let me see something. 1 million pounds of rat meat is being sold as bone wing in the U.S. AP just says before that image containing the claim. Containing the claim has been used to create false posts about rap meat since at least 2006. I would say, like, at the end of the day, hold on. I think this is Uncle Charles. Is this you, Uncle Charles?
Yeah, bro. What's happening?
Is
Uncle
Charles?
It's me. Yeah, right, man, it's Uncle Charles.
All right, hold on. Let me store your number in real quick. Hold on.
All right.
Let me make sure that's right. All right, Uncle Charles, I got you, man. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, player, be blessed now.
You too. Peace. Yeah, I just had to save his number. I'm getting my vision board together too. So, I say this because I said this before. So, Jisha, when I was working at Walmart in Jersey, in Kearney, New Jersey. I was working there for quite some time. And I always did a lot of shopping there. You know what I'm saying? And I just happened, where I'm from, I don't know. I know it's a 205 area code. But I used to get the bonus chicken, you know, because I always loved to make chicken wraps. I like my chicken wraps and shit like that, you know, with the salad with the, you know, salad dressing, the Ken's creamy Caesar and all that shit, you know. But it felt like when I used to eat, I used to be like, yo, why it tastes different when I cook it? It looks different. It feels different when I'm, you know what I mean, when I'm cooking it. It just tasted different. I always felt like that's rat meat. I thought this. Back in, as a matter of fact, that's when I got fired in 2016. Okay, so, and I'm glad I did get fired, but that's another story which I'm not gonna tell y'all about. But any motherfucking who, I was thinking that since 2016, like that shit was like rat meat, and I still believe it to this day. And let me just say something. You mean to tell me there's more chickens on the planet than people? There is a high demand for meat. The highest demand. Look at every fucking fast food joint. Look at every goddamn supermarket. At a store near you, wherever you at. And I'm talking about the corner store, the supermarket, the goddamn... even the Whole Foods and all that, everywhere, Chinese restaurant. Since when it been a shortage of chicken? Chinese food restaurant always have chicken. KFC always have chicken. NYC, New York Kennedy Fried Chicken spots always got chicken. Popeyes always got chicken. Burger King always got a chicken sandwich. McDonald's, all of, yeah, you know where I'm going with this. How is it no shortage? They have to be fucking mass producing this shit because it's a high demand. They got drumsticks as size of, you remember those cartoons with the caveman and they have that big ass chicken leg and that shit is bigger than a motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about? Like they got chicken legs right now like that, family. You can get fucking 12 of them for $5.26 from from any big supermarket store. Nigga, Western Beef has not ran out of no chicken. Are y'all following me? Where are they getting it from? I want to know that. Let's really get a little bit deeper than that. I'm not going to sit up here and act like that it can't be possible that we have eaten humans before without even knowing we ate humans before. Hold on, everybody. Y'all give me two minutes. Please, give me 2 minutes, everybody. Hold on. Sorry, everybody. Please just give me a second.